the little piece of chametz, you know, the numbered in. Okay. Oh. That was what we're up to. Okay. We're holding by Yud Gimel. Morning. Mishiyesh l'shnei batim. So you have two homes. They both have a dika. Mvarach birchas al bir chametz pamachas al bdikas. Shnehem, right? You make one bracha on both of them. Afal pi shehem nimseim shtei chateros. Because there's an opinion that holds that you would make two separate brachas, but you paskins, you make one. So speak out what this is about a little bit. So but the bracha al bir chametz, he has a whole arichas here about what is the, when these brachas, is it al, is it livayer? So in, where is that? Chav beis. Hatur b'sim tof lamed vav, cause of dimshum hachi, lo tikmi livarech al bitol chametz. We don't make a bracha on bitol, only on the beer. Why? Kevin de ikra ha bitol hu belibo, velo matzinu bracha al machshava shibalev.
There's the idea of not making, you have where I am in the Chaf Beis?
Yeah? About not making, there's more packets here. You don't make a bracha about something that's in this. There's a whole thing about, well, what about making bracha if you forgive a loan, etc. like this. A little big arichas over here. In 62, Sefer Mishneh Kesef. Tzidei lezeh leschavi mishuta rashbod shekosu de time de aim of archinal hashmatas kesofim hu mishum de aim bo maisa. Right? Okay, it's like that you're forgiving a loan. Kilomer de ikr hamitzah hu sheyimcho hachov belibo ve aim of archinal machshava shebelev. We don't make brachas on these types of things that are in the heart. Right? V'kosav lo rabbeinu Nevertheless, if you would make brachos on things that are in the heart, it's not the same things what we're talking over here. We don't care what you're thinking about. Hurak muzhar lo league voice. Af pi sheyesh bezeh gam maisa. If there's a mitzvah to say that, forgive the loan. Hare yochel shapir levorich gam achas shvius bechol eis bechol shash yirtze bechol zman shivorich lifnei amira havilei over lesiosan. Okay, so the idea about not making the bracha on the bittel. Okay, let's go on to the. There's more to talk about here, but I want to try to do this huge footnote over here. Okay. Yud Dalid, about appointing a shliach. So he discusses mina balacho balhabayis kama shluchim. He put many different people to do the bedikah kadesh yivda kol echa mehem avuro b'malkam acher. So each one is going to check a different location on his behalf. He's got a few homes or something like that. Who atzma ain't a boydek, but the one who's owning him is not going to be checking it all. Roshoy kol echa min ha-shluchim levarech al bedikah. So each one of them can make their own bracha on behalf mipnei atzmo, because they can make the bracha by themselves. And he explains why that is.
So the one, if you appoint yourself to make the bedikah, the one who makes the bedikah makes the bracha.
Well, it depends if the Baal HaBayis is checking as well. If he's not, he's not going to make a bracha. He's not doing anything. If he's checking along with them, then he will make a bracha. That he speaks it out. If you want, in Chav Dalad, Kosev Hama Mishnah Berurah, Iim Baal HaBayis Ein Abodei Klal Umetzav La'Achil Yiftok. That's your question, right? So you're saying you do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not able to for that reason. Oso Achir Mevorich Dehavi Kishlucho Gam Le'Inyin Habracha. Because you made this person your shliach for bedikas chametz.
But you still get the mitzvah, because
he's saying... Is it a mitzvah? Is it a process? Or is it
a shliach? Because shliach kamoso b'mitzvah, divine mitzvah, but not shliach kamoso b'divar avera. No, we see some...
The Gemara in Kiddushin has a concept called ain shlichus l'divar avera.
Right.
That would be as follows. Ain shlichus l'divar avera, I would tell you, go kill somebody. So normally we say shluch l'chadam kamoso. So if I tell you to go kill somebody, say, I'm not guilty, I'm just a shliach. No, ain't shliach l'dvar ver. You're not my shliach. You did it yourself. You're the murderer. You're the rotzeach. So that's the concept.
So he's
here.
Still getting the mitzvah because by mitzvah we do say there's a shliach. But by pointing out the shliach, you still get the mitzvah.
Right. Here the question. Well, it's a bigger discussion.
Because shluch kamoso.
Yeah, right. So you're telling him, oh, exactly. That's the point.
Yeah,
so
you aren't getting the mitzvah then. I mean, he's acting as your shliach.
He's actually your shliach. But the question is like this: and was, what's the whole din by having a morning? What's the din by having a? Is it you want the house to be bodok? You want right, or you have to do a bedika on the chav? It's like a cheftzagavra. Do I have to do the bedika? Does the house have to be bodok?
Is it on the chav or the cheftzagavra?
Right. So there's a discussion. So yeah, but here, Paul, we don't even get into that really. You just say pasha because
if you don't own any property, you wouldn't need to make a bedika.
Yeah, it's on a different point. There's a minchas chinuch that talks about the mitzvah of tashbisu. Of destroying chametz, so he entertains a notion: what if I don't own any chametz already by Erev Pesach? I have to go out and buy chametz in order to perform mitzvah asei of tashbisu. There's a discussion about that. Okay,
there might be a mitzvah to do that.
So it's a mitzvah. I should do it. Okay, I don't know.
That's why I sell those 10 pieces.
That's what you're talking about. They sent me.
Whoever sells those 10 pieces?
It came to me. I have the.
You should buy chametz.
Oh, we're out of time already. Well, okay. Yeah, okay. All right. We'll start. We'll continue with Hashem. Do we finish? Are we gonna finish this? Okay, fine. We'll pick it up with the test vlog. Yeah. Okay. Shkoyach.